boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So millennials, I thought they were moving out of their parents' home, but according to the latest research, they're moving back.
They're moving back, yes.
They're back.
It's good for some people, not for others. Being a parent of a senior in college, I have a feeling my daughter might be coming back too. So It's not an unusual thing. It's actually considered more acceptable. A lot of reasons why kids are moving back, because of the student loan. They have a lot of debt that they've acquired while they were in school. And a lot of other reasons is they do want to save up for a down payment to purchase a home.
Yeah.
And they have to have a stable job. So many of them are moving back to their families' homes and then eventually moving out.
I guess financially it makes kind of sense, because in the old days, which means me, when I was coming up, I just went out. I didn't want to go home again. And I just went out and struggled, got into some debt, and finally was able to afford a house. But actually, maybe millennials are being a little smarter and they're saving for their down payment and living at home for a little while longer. And there isn't that stigma anymore about a person living
right.
at home, right?
You know, it's not a bad way to go for a couple of years, but Hopefully they don't stay forever.
Not too long, please, all right? At least, you know, pick up after yourself now. You're an adult.
Exactly.
All right. I love this part of the show where we go into your real estate survival guide. And this is Ask a Real Estate Pro, Income Requirements Stymie Condo Buyer. And this is really from Gary Singer from the Sun Sentinel. Let me read the question.
Sure.
I'm over 55 and living on Social Security. I do have money available to me and I want to pay cash for a condo. But the condos I can afford won't approve me due to ridiculous income requirements. She's talking about the condo boards. While my monthly income is limited, I can pay my bills as long as I don't have a mortgage. Can I be denied because I don't earn enough money?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, you can be. Condo associations can screen for income and credit worthiness as long as it's in their governing documents to permit the ability
I guess
to do
as
this.
Long as it's not arbitrary too, right?
Right, it can't be arbitrary. It can't be based on race, gender, religion, national origin, disability.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I've actually seen this take place. I had a woman who clearly could afford to live there, paid cash. She had gone into some financial trouble with the loss of her husband with a lot of medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good, stable job. The association denied her because her credit score was not perfect due to all the medical bills.
Yeah.
And they were concerned that the income wasn't strong enough to support for her to pay for potential assessments in the future or whatever they may, you know, see out in the in distant future. So they denied her. So it is real. I've seen it, you know, for myself. I've seen it where they actually one time asked somebody to put 10 years worth of income up front in an account.
Wow.
I couldn't believe.
That's amazing. Yeah, so this is not something that's very pleasant, but it is a fact of life. But I imagine there's still lots of condos that don't put you through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, if this doesn't work, the condo that you want to purchase, and there's plenty of other condos. And I don't think this is a very common
mm-hmm.
activity. I've only had it happen twice in 26 years. So.
Okay. Hey, here's another one. I love this one. Landlord, here's the question. I am about to rent a new apartment and the landlord put a clause in the lease that I have to pay the rent in cash, no checks or money orders. When I asked about it, I was told it was so he didn't have to report the income so he could continue to receive disability benefits. I am concerned that if there's a problem later, I will not be able to prove that I paid the rent. Is this okay?
Well, it's not against the law, and they can ask that you pay your payments in cash. What I would do in a situation like this is see if there's anything else going on. Make sure that the landlord is actually the owner. You might go so far as to agree to something like this, but check out his driver's license. Make sure that the person that you're actually paying mm-hmm. is the owner of the property.
Yeah.
It may be a little bit uncomfortable, but if everything else is above board, there is nothing wrong with paying your rent in cash. The other thing you can do is ask for a receipt.
when make you do sure.
make those. Yeah, so that sure. you have yeah. a record that yeah. you actually paid yeah. this individual.
I don't know how you would prove that this person is the owner, but you want to make sure that this person that you're paying is in fact an agent of the owner and that money is going to the owner. The last thing you want, even if you have a receipt, is the fact that you didn't even pay anybody that really was responsible to the owner. And so receipt won't help you. The owner goes, look, I never got the money. You owe me X number of dollars.
Right, right.
That would be bad. All right, let's change gears here. You know, there are some changes in the foreclosure rules. And here is another question. I've been unable to make mortgage payments for the last 4 months. I figured I had more time before I had to worry about the lender coming after me. But to my great surprise, I was just served with a foreclosure lawsuit. This was much faster than I expected. Should I be concerned?
Yeah, this is another article from Gary Singer in the Sun Sentinel. And basically, yes, what's happening is they're speeding up the process, Steve. You know, a lot of people that are going into the foreclosure, they have friends that were able to get away with 4, 5, 6 years without being foreclosed on. But the process is a lot faster. They actually have special courts set up to handle all this. They've hired extra staffing and senior judges to hear all these cases. So if you are on the verge of foreclosure and going into foreclosure, please know that this is being processed a lot quicker.
Yeah, so it's you don't get the 18, 24 months, sometimes like 36 months of a free ride. We're running low on time, but I do have one question I want to ask you. Why isn't the condo market rebounding? I know a lot of people own condos and they're just not seeing it.
You know, it has to do with the stringent rules on condo and mortgages. You know, in order to build a condo, there's a lot of rules in place. They can't get the financing unless 30% of the place is sold out. There's just a lot of additional rules that are taking place with the condo market. And because of it, we're just not seeing the construction of these new loans, of these new condo built.
Yeah, but if you would think that if there's less construction and even if demand stays the same, that condo prices would rise.
True.
So I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, it's very complicated. It's hard to figure out. But unfortunately, I'm going to let you off the hook because we're
Yay!
Out of time. Yeah. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry's a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.